utmost for his highest. September the 1st. Destiny of Holiness. In 1 Peter 1:16 we read, "Ye shall be holy, for I am holy." Continually restate to yourself what the purpose of your life is. The destined end of man is not happiness, nor health, but holiness. Nowadays we have far too many affinities. We are dissipated with them. Right, good, noble affinities, which will yet have their fulfilment. But in the meantime, God has to atrophy them. The one thing that matters is whether a man will accept the God who will make him holy. At all cost, a man must be rightly related to God. Do I believe I need to be holy? Do I believe God can come into me and make me holy? If by your preaching you convince me that I am unholy, I resent your preaching. The preaching of the gospel awakens an intense resentment because it must reveal that I am unholy. But it also awakens an intense craving. God has one destined end for mankind. That is holiness. His one aim is the production of saints. God is not an eternal blessing machine for men. He did not come to save men out of pity. He came to save men because he had created them to be holy. The atonement means that God can put me back into perfect union with himself, without a shadow between, through the death of Jesus Christ. Never tolerate, through sympathy with yourself or with others, any practice that is not in keeping with a holy God. Holiness means unsullied walking with the feet, unsullied talking with the tongue, unsullied thinking with the mind, every detail of life under the scrutiny of God. Holiness is not only what God gives me, but what I manifest that God has given me. Ye shall be holy, for I am holy.